Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two big stories we're working on. Alex Ovechkin, week to week, according to the team, pending further evaluation on Wednesday by team doctors. And then Steve Daines, the U.S. Senator from Montana, has dropped his opposed, or I should say his threat, and he has voted to advance the RFK bill out of the Senate committee in terms of revitalizing. It does not guarantee, we should point this out, A, it does not guarantee still that a stadium deal will be consummated. B, it doesn't guarantee that there will be no more opposition. I haven't followed this every little turn, but I know there's potential opposition from Maryland senators.
You better believe that.
But again, they have their own self-interest, just like Steve Daines did. None of this was designed to benefit the people. None of this was designed to benefit fans.
Yeah, why would it?
Right? So the question becomes now, is there another shoe to drop? And I think, listen, I think we've taken a big step forward, Doc, but one, you still have more potential opposition. Two, you have a vote, which a vote can go any way. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I've been around some situations in Buffalo, on Long Island, where I grew up, where the Islanders thought they had arena after arena after arena. And it's going to sell. And they finally got one. They finally got one. Mm-hmm. But it came really close to them leaving. And I've seen a lot. I mean, we've seen in Oakland, right? You and I have been to the Oakland County Coliseum a number of times, right? Did you ever play there or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just there, obviously, as a member of the media.
Garbage pit.
But we've seen the Oakland Athletics now leave.
Yep.
They're going to play in Sacramento at a minor league stadium for the next couple of years before their ballpark in Vegas is built. We've seen the Oakland Raiders leave.
Everybody's gone.
The Golden State Warriors went from next door in Oakland to that stadium to a fancy building in Sacramento, in San Francisco.
Ching, ching.
They've lost three professional sports teams, right?
Ching, ching.
So never, ever, ever, I don't care what anybody tells you, should you say or think that it is a lock that a new stadium is being built at RFK until the shovel is in the damn dirt. Mm-hmm. And even then, in Carolina, actually in South Carolina, not too far away from Charlotte, the practice facility for the Carolina Panthers was half built, and they stopped because they couldn't figure out the financing or whatever the deal was, and the new owner didn't want to pay for it, and South Carolina didn't want to pay for it, and literally half the building was built. So even when there's a shovel in the dirt, we don't know. But that being said, I think we've taken a big step forward. And just from listening to you, and I, you know, again, for anybody just joining us, you played there. I think that would be the shot in the arm that this organization needs, in addition to what's already been provided by Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, others that have been brought here, Josh Harris, Mark Hines, so on and so forth, Mitchell Rales, Magic Johnson. I think that would be the shot in the arm. But, Doc, I also think if they can get a stadium deal done at RFK, while it would make so many people happy and be so important for the history of the franchise and whatever, I think it would also, and I know people are going to disagree with me, I think it would also calm down, if not squash, the notion that they have to change the name from Commanders to fill in the blank. I think it would settle a lot of that. There would still be people that hate Commanders for whatever reason they have. Fine. We can agree to disagree. But I think going back home to RFK and the significance that it means, and again, you played there.
If it were RFK, so that...
It's not going to be... It's not going to be called RFK Stadium, but maybe they can fold the term RFK Stadium somehow into the new corporate name.
I think you're going back to D.C.
Yeah, right. But
that's all you're going to be able to say.
At that location and in Washington, D.C., I think it would squash a lot of, along with winning and along with Jaden Daniels, assuming he can stay standing and prosper and so on and so forth, I think it would squash a lot of that resentment for the team name and what it is now. It's not going to take away the resentment for having to change from Redskins. I'm not suggesting that. But there is, as you know, there has been a loud, small, but a loud movement to change the name once again from Commanders to whatever. To horses' asses. Mm-hmm. Because that's a possibility, right? Just like anything else is a possibility. But there has been a loud movement to do that. I believe that the ownership group is probably thinking, if we can build a stadium at the old RFK site, even though it's not RFK Stadium, if we can replicate some of the things that used to go on, the shaking stands and all that stuff, if we can bring that energy back to the nation's capital in a brand new, crystal clean, sparkling new venue with maybe the Super Bowl coming here and WrestleMania and blah, 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 and the Country Music Awards and Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul and this, that, and the other thing. If we can bring that, people are going to forget about how much they don't like the Commander's name.
If you can bring that, and that equals more opportunities for blank, 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 learning, development, housing, food, educate. Now add something to that, then I'm with you. Because the one thing you learn throughout this, just being the things that have been taken away for me collegiately, having a conference is gone. And when I look, the thing I love about Army Navy and seeing your patch today and looking at the armed forces and the tradition, man, that means a lot.
Yeah.
You don't know what you miss until you don't have that.
No, it's true.
I hate it when people don't understand what the beauty of turning on a set and watching a uniform that you actually wore or were a part of. Mm-hmm. People don't realize when you change that, you take away a historical part of some people that they never get back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done for them. And there's an emptiness within that. You know, I was in the Pac 8. Now we went to 10 to 12, whatever, but at least there was something. Now
it's the Pac 2.
It's gone. Or, no, it's zero.
Yeah.
Wow. And so I look at, as much as we joke about Penn State's uniform, I love them because it's the same one that it's always been.
You tradition, know, no, history,
that
heritage.
To me is that's what I love about Army Navy
and
about that game. It means so much the fact that they haven't effed it up by trying to modernize. Now, they'll change the uniform every once in a while, but basically they keep it the same. I think that means so much that Alabama's just got them numbers on it. They don't try to trick it up. So those generations of people, it looks about the same. And, man, that's so much. That Texas Tech and all those traditional things, once you come in and try to innovate it, and you wipe out things that you can't really get back. So whatever they do and how they do it, just keep in mind, there's a lot of people that, when you mention RFK, one thing that you just don't get back is the fact that kind of everybody was together. And I'm not hating on luxury box and all that. It's all great because it's revenue.
Right.
But it also creates separation.
Mm.
We never had.
So what you're saying is not only will it not, of course, be the same stadium, which we all understand and know and have to recognize and have to accept, and I'm sure they will do some bells and whistles type
things. And they've
done
a great job.
Right.
They're really smart.
And even the previous owner tried to do something to bring back like the party decks or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
even though there will be some ode to old RFK, we know it will be about the bells and whistles. But I didn't think about it from what you were just saying, from a luxury suite, luxury seating kind of perspective. Now, again, that's just the deal. You have to have that because that's revenue, not share.
I'm not mad.
Right.
That's right.
Right. But it's an interesting point.
That's why tailgating is so good.
Yeah.
That's why tailgate Ted and the crew. What does it do? It's inclusion.
Yeah. Dude, I can't imagine, like, because, again, I never went to RFK with the exception of the final three Nationals games there. So I can't imagine what it will be like. I don't know. God willing, I'm alive. It's 2024 now. We're obviously still don't even have a vote. Never mind funding and all that
Put
stuff.
Put 10 on that, whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know, opening day 2032, let's just say.
Could be.
Okay. What it would be like if I'm standing in a parking lot with Pez and Christy or Tailgate Ted, who you know do some of the best tailgates and whatever, and do them for charity as well, big thing. And you look up and you see the Capitol Dome wherever you're standing.
If we can knock them trees from down and move that thing down so we got a little bit of waterfront.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some ways you can trick it to where... What's going to be is the inclusion. It's about why do we like the location. It's about those what separates those vantage points, the viewpoints, the parking lot. There's a lot of different things that you can think of, and not that you can't do that in Maryland or other points, but I just think about the people that parking lot four, you know, that's why I met Mike Locksley. There. I mean, 12. He's 12, 13. That parking lot and a lot of kids that would come in there that hung out there because it was in the community right there, right in Southeast, Southwest, people being around. I just, there's so much that the fabric of the community and the players and Bobby Mitchell and the guys and Charlie and what they would talk about being in D.C., that does matter. So there's a lot of things about it that would be great, but the community has got to benefit from it.
You know, that's another part of this
that
has to be factored in. Yeah, and I know your hero there. What's his name? The guy that's coming up after.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Us.
Craig? You mean after us today?
Yeah, I am the Messiah.
Oh, the Messiah. Oh.
The main event Messiah.
Oh, this new one. I know said he has I was talked never going to say that.
How you shouldn't build a new stadium in lieu of benefiting, you know, police, public safety, metro, schools, playgrounds, what have you. You are essentially saying that it's got to benefit the community in that way as well as benefit fans.
Oh, it will.
Benefit the Harris group, benefit Mitch Rales and whatever. So clearly, and I agree, that it's got to serve kind of dual purposes, what have you. That being said, Doc, I do think there is something to be said, even if what it goes to help is not exactly what people want or think is a good usage of revenue and funds. And you know this will play out, right, in politics here in D.C., right, Phil Mendelson, what have you. There will be a lot of discussion and a lot of opposition and a lot of problems. But a new stadium in the nation's capital, on the waterfront, what it represents, again, when you see the iconic television shots of the Capitol building.
Oh, his jobs.
And the jobs and the revenue it brings in, the taxes that it brings in on a game day basis, on a year in, year out basis, what it might do to kind of bolster, revitalize, change, alter, push out some in that neighborhood, what have you. I do think there is a benefit beyond just football.
Oh, it's
and beyond
be.
Just making it easier for Reds Commanders fans to get to the stadium. Mm-hmm. Trust me on this. That is a thought. Okay, wherever they build the new stadium, how can we make it a better commute, a better exit, a better egress, ingress, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the most important thing.
No, it's not.
The most important thing is to get the best sweetheart deal that they can possibly get from a financial perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think the big picture view is, yes, it would be great to have the football team back on the footprint of RFK and blah, 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 even though it's not RFK Stadium. Yes, yes, yes. But the bigger ballpark zoom out view is in the nation's capital, not in Landover, not in Woodbridge.
Final Four, man.
In the nation's capital.
No, yeah,
presumably with a retractable roof or a permanent roof. And that's another part of
don't
this.
Come.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have not only 10 to 12 Commanders games a year, but you could have WrestleMania.
You
the
said
Final
it earlier.
Four.
Yeah, if you can't
the
do
NBA
all of that,
All-Star Game.
Then forget about all of it. Yeah,
but that is the significance of that.
That's the tax dollars.
In addition to the tax dollars, the revenue, the just the significance of that in such a powerful city does mean a lot.
That's
it does
where
mean
the
a
tax
lot.
Dollars and the revenue, because you need hospital, schools, everything
Which
comes
into
that.
Then
funds
all of that.
All of that.
Sure.
That's what kicks it over.
You don't do it in lieu of that. You do it to hopefully bring in that so that you can do that stuff,
when
the
Olympics
extra
come
stuff.
Back in, we have swim. You got pools, everything.
Right.
You got to think big picture.
You
got
to spend money to make money or to build out infrastructure.
As much as we kid about Jerry, how many big events did Jerry's World have?
Well, just look in the last couple of nights.
Yeah, everything.
They had the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing on Friday night and then Monday Night Football last night.
And
they probably had something in between that.
Yeah, and their team is
terrible, which we haven't even gotten to. All right, so your reaction to the RFK bill? Taking a major step forward. It is not done. It is not definite. I'm sure there will be plenty of political opposition. There will be plenty of financial opposition. But it has taken a big step forward today. Your reaction to that, plus the Alex Ovechkin situation. We're going to get to the Jets firing their general manager. We're going to get to Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels. We're going to get to everything on the docket and the Cowboys.
You have really pissed off your New York audience. You have really done a poor job.
No,
today.
Doc.
You have really pissed them off.
I don't want to worry about the New York audience. I want to care about the Cowboys fans that were planning on coming to Northwest Stadium this week. And
they'll come.
Wait a second. Maybe they'll go find some seats in the dumpsters in the parking lot, because that's where their team is. That's where their team is going to be on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.